Chassidic Rebbe writes in his Rishimos, the famous Chassid amongst Chassidic Chabad, as a maskil nifla and a oved naila, Reb Shmuel Ber Lifkin from Borisov, I saw at my childhood when I was 7 years old, and I remember very well his look, his motions, and his voice. My father, the Rebbe Rashab, would call him the Rashdam, which was the Rosh Teves of his name. He was a tall man, skinny, big head with a wide forehead, and on his face shined nobility. His eyes were big and black, which shined with chachma and confidence. His voice was thick, and when he would speak, he would stress the words in a unique tone. When I got to know him, he was already older, and his hair was white. I saw him when I was 7 years old. It was in the summer of Tofresh Mem Zayin. On Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Tofresh Mem Zayin, I came together with my father, the Rebbe Rashab, back to Lubavitch from our trip to Yalta. And we found over there the Rashdam, Rebbe Shmuel Ber. In my father's apartment in Lubavitch, there were two rooms that their windows were facing the garden that was behind the house. One of those rooms was my room, and the second room was the room where Shmuel Ber would stay when he would come to Lubavitch. The stories that my Bobby, Rebbetzin Rivka, and the stories that my Melamed Rabbi Kusiel have told me opened up in me a desire to hear stories. And since I saw that my father, the Rebbe Rashab, honored the guest of Shmuel Ber Borisover that stayed by us in a nearby room, and also his Hadras Ponim had a big roishem on me, I was brave enough to ask the Choshev guest of Shmuel Ber to tell me some Chassidish stories. And during the 7 weeks with Reb Shmuel Ber was in our home, I heard from him many stories that most of them I remember until today. And on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, when I went into his room at the usual time to hear from him a story, he rebuked me, how come I'm not fasting today? And all my excuses didn't help. The next day, he traveled away from Lubavitch, and I never saw him again. Many times, my father spoke to me about Reb Shmuel Ber Borisover, and he praised him highly. Reb Shmuel Ber would say that it is thanks to the Chassid of Mordechai Haradoker that he became a Chassid. When he was 13, his parents brought him to Minsk to learn in yeshiva, and since he was very talented, they accepted him to the yeshiva gedola, and different families hosted him for meals every day. For 4 years he learned in Minsk, and before he wanted to travel home, his parents sent him a message that on the way home he should stop off at the city of Chashnik to see his uncle, his mother's brother, and he should stay there for a few weeks until he will meet up with his father. When he came to Chashnik, he found over there a group of Yungalites who are learning Chassidus, which wondered him. Even though he was already 17 years old and he was from a Chassidish family, he didn't know anything about Torah Chassidus. Reb Shmuel Ber related, says the Fidik Rebbe, that the first vart in Hadracha that he heard from his Mashpia, Reb Mordechai Haradoker, was a vart that he heard from the Rebbe, that which is Asur is Asur, and that which is Mutar is unnecessary either. With that vart, said Reb Mordechai Haradoker, us, the Yungalite, worked with it for 3 years to implement that in all matters of our life, and only then we went into Yechidus. Reb Shmuel Ber, says the Fidik Rebbe, was a Freilich Hayid in general. And in general, Chassidim always tried to be in a Freilich Hamud. And he was also a very smart man. My uncle, the Raza, says the Fidik Rebbe, would say that he by nature hates fools and he loves smart people. And one of his biggest pleasures is to fabrang with Reb Shmuel Ber. A vart of Reb Shmuel Ber, said the Raza, cannot be forgotten. And he liked Milsa Divdichose. About his trip from Minsk to Chashnik, Reb Shmuel Ber would say, Begashmius, Zeide Yaakov found better Schoira in Choron than the Schoira that I found in Chashnik. Meaning that the wives that Yaakov married in Choron, that's the Gashmius that he got in Choron, are better than the wife that he found in Chashnik. He married his first cousin. However, Beruchnius, I got better Schoira than Zeide Yaakov got in Choron. Zeide Yaakov purchased in Choron materials, but I got the chachma and the knowledge how to work with the materials. When I came to Chachnik, said Reb Shmuel Ber, I found over there Yungalite, young and old, learning Chassidus with Havana and Asmada. When I visited a few times a big Beis Medrash to learn Gemara and Peskim, So a few chassidim went over to me to speak Divrei Torah. And my learning at that time smelled a smell of gaiva, and I wanted to show off with pilpulim. As soon as they noticed that, they gave me a bath of sweat, and they called me the proper names that I deserved. And within a week, they cleaned me up in such a way that all the thick skin that grew on me over my years in yeshiva and Minsk disappeared. The chassidish and galait were mekar of me, and I started to teach me chassidus. In the first few weeks, I learned only chassidus. I toiled with my deepest koiches, and a new world was open before me. Every word and every letter were precious to me. And I tried to befriend anybody who only agreed to be my friend, until I became mekurov to Reb Mordechai the Mashpia, which the Mittel Rebbe sent him to Chashnik, and he told the chassidim to give him a salary of 2 silver rubles a month, and that he should run the chassidish kehillah. In Chashnik, they also had Strashel chassidim and Chernobyl chassidim, and it was freilach. However, everybody had a tremendous derech eretz towards the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, and they all feared the Mashpia Reb Mordechai. The Mashpia Reb Mordechai very much liked me, so he took me to his own private room to learn. He had a small room built in the Cheder Sheni in the Lubavitcher Shul, and I learned by him for a year and 9 months. Reb Shmuel Ber related that when he was in Chashnik, there was once a big seirus amongst the younger lights to travel to Lubavitch. But the Mashpia Reb Mordechai refused to give him permission. He said that since the Malshinus on the Mittel Rebbe, which the Mittel Rebbe was then in jail, it's not a good time to go to Lubavitch. However, a few weeks later, the news came out that the Mittel Rebbe is going to travel to the Tzion of his father, the Alter Rebbe, in Hadich. And he's going to travel through the cities of Zhilovin and Homil. So a group of 10 Yungalaitan Bachrim, among my friends, decided to quietly, secretly travel to one of these two cities so they could see the Rebbe. And one of the nights in the Chodesh Menachem Av, we left secretly Chashnik. And after a week, we arrived at Zhilovin. And we found over there a few hundred guests from the whole area. To our devastation, we found out that the Rebbe is not actually staying in the city of Zhilovin. Rather, he stayed in an inn nearby, and he's only going to spend in Zhilovin one day. And because he's tired from the travels, he will not even say chassidus and not accept anybody to yechidus. I had a big schus, related to Reb Shmuel Ber, that the Mesharis, Reb Meir Tzvi, liked me. So he allowed me to help him out in the different services to the Mittel Rebbe, bring water, etc. And in the evening, I was zoiche to hear how the Mittel Rebbe davened to Meiriv in his room. And when the Mesharis Reb Meir Tzvi brought a cup of coffee to the Rebbe, I was zoiche to see the Rebbe's holy face. The whole entire night, I sat and waited. Maybe I will have another opportunity to see the Rebbe's holy face. Finally, 3 o'clock in the morning, Reb Meir Tzvi opened up the windows of the Rebbe. And at that moment, the Rebbe passed through the room where I was standing. And he looked at me with a penetrating look, which made me feel two opposite feelings. On one hand, I felt a big fear. At the same time, I felt a big draw to the Rebbe. I knew that the Rebbe is going to pass again through this room on his way back, but I didn't have the koyach to stand in my place because of the great fear that I had. So I hid behind the door. The next morning after Shachris, Reb Meir Tzvi told me that the Mittel Rebbe asked about me, who I am, and that he told him that I'm from Chashnik, and I'm a student of Reb Mordechai Horodaker. And you should know it's possible that the Rebbe will ask you to come into his room. When I heard that, a big fear fell upon me, to an extent that I couldn't even think straight, and I was like somebody who forgot everything. The Eibishter Baruch Hashem gave me the right idea to sit down and say Tehillim, and once I started to say Tehillim, springs of tears opened up. Reb Meir Tzvi came over to me and he told me that the Rebbe said that I should come into his room. I was petrified, and only with the help of Reb Meir Tzvi, I was able to walk into the Rebbe's room. Since I was so emotional, I couldn't speak. The only words I was able to utter were, "Ich will sein a chassid," I want to be a chassid, and I started to cry. And the Mittel Rebbe answered with his holy tongue, "Chabad is haskola havana ha'amaka. When you will toil, you will be a chassid. The Eibishter should give you a richus yamim." Reb Meir Tzvi, the Mesharis, told me that I should not tell anybody about the fact that I had a yechidus, because nobody else had permission. During the day that the Rebbe spent in Zhilovin, 2,000 chassidim came from the nearby villages. And since it was Thursday, the chassidim tried to convince the Rebbe that he should stay over for Shabbos in Zhilovin. But that didn't help. And 2 in the afternoon, Thursday, the Rebbe left Zhilovin, and a command came out from the Rebbe that nobody except for those who were supposed to travel with him should travel with him. When the Rebbe traveled away, I went to look for my 9 other friends that came with me from Chashnik. I finally found them, and they were devastated about the fact that they didn't get to hear Chassidus from the Rebbe, and we returned to Chashnik. When we came back to Chashnik, on Monday, when nobody was in the Beis Medrash besides for me and my Mashpia, Reb Mordechai turned to me and he said, "I feel that you smell of a Ruach Tahara. Tell me what happened." So I told him about the whole Yechidus by the Mittler Rebbe. Rabbi Shmuel Ber married his first cousin in Chashnik, and for the next 5 years, he lived by his father-in-law in Chashnik. In the year of Tavkuf Tzadik Beis, when the Tzemach Tzedek was in Minsk for a visit, the Chassid Mordechai, the Mashpia, with many young alight, traveled to Minsk to greet him, and he took Rabbi Shmuel Ber with him, and that's the first time that Shmuel Ber saw the face of the Tzemach Tzedek. In the year of Tavkuf Tzadik Dalet, Rabbi Shmuel Ber traveled for the first time in his life to the city of Lubavitch, but for a personal reason, he couldn't stay there for more than 2 weeks. And then he didn't travel all the way until Elul Tavkuf Tzadik Vav, meaning for the next 2.5 years. But then he actually stayed there for a half a year, until Nissan Tavkuf Tzadik Zayin. At that time, he was only 30 years old, pretty young, but he was already from the most chashev chassidim, and even the sons of the Tzemach Tzedek themselves honored him. And the Tzemach Tzedek himself was very much mekarev him. Reb Chanoich Hendel related that in the year of Tafresh Gimel, Reb Shmuel Ber was already considered to be from the most chashev chassidim, and we see that from the fact that when the Tzemach Tzedek came back from Petersburg that year, there was a bunch of chassidim standing to greet him, and Reb Shmuel Ber was standing in the first row where all the Zikner chassidim were standing. The Fidik Rebbe once related in a Farengen, the Chassid Reb Shmuel Ber Barisover was the Simchas Torah Tafresh Yudalad in Lubavitch. The house of the Tzemach Tzedek was in the place where later on was the big Zal of Temchat Mimim. In the courtyard was another house. That was the house of the Rebbe Maharash. The Chassid Reb Shmuel Ber fell asleep in the minyan that was right next to the room of the Tzemach Tzedek. Suddenly he woke up and he heard that the Tzemach Tzedek walked to the house of the Rebbe Maharash, and he told him that he should go with him because the Zayde, the Alter Rebbe, promised me to learn with me a Mishnah in Maseches Sukkah the way they learn it in Gan Eden Atachtoy. Both of them walked into the room of the Tzemach Tzedek, and Reb Shmuel Ber listened from the outside and he heard the beginning of the Mishnah and its explanation, and then he fell asleep. The next day, the Tzemach Tzedek told him, "When you listen to that which you need not to listen to, you get a patch, kids which are amaratzim." The Chassid Reb Shmuel Ber didn't say this story to anybody for his whole life. However, before he passed away, he told it to the Rebbe Rashab. At a different sikha, the Fidik Rebbe related, the Reb Shmuel Ber Barisover was once in Lubavitch, and the rooms of the Tzemach Tzedek and of the Rebbe Maharash were next to each other, and there was just a hallway between them. Shmuel Ber hid in the hallway and thought he would be able to follow them and see what they're doing. And he saw how the Tzemach Tzedek went to the Rebbe Maharash and he called him. And he heard that he started to learn Shulchan Aruch Hashem Mishpat. And Shmuel Ber then fell asleep and didn't hear the rest. Later, they closed the door of the hallway and he couldn't leave. Later on, the Rebbe Maharash came out and he told him, "From theft, you don't become wealthy. A ganav pays double. When you listen to that which you need not to listen to, your ears get cut off." Rabbi Shmuel Ber then had a devastating Simchas Torah, until on Motzei Simchas Torah, the Rebbe gave him Shirayim from the Havdalah, and he had from that Giluyim for the whole entire year. We'll finish with a Geshmak HaHartzik in Nigen. I don't know any specific name to it or who composed it. Ay ya mo yena mayna da ama mayna yena oy mama ay na 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 I am a moyenam. I am
Ama mo yinai, oi mamai, ai ya 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 ya. Tirai ya 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 yinam. Ay na 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 ma ya ya ay ya mo na 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 ay na na mo na na ma ya ya yinam. Ay na 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 ma ya ya ay na na mo na 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 ya na ahai ya na 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 o na 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 ay na 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 oi ma 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 oi na ma 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 ya ma ma ay na ma 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 oi na na oi ma 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 ah, oh, na na, oh, ma, 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 ya, ma, ma, ah, na, ma, 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 ya, ma, ma, ah, ya, ma, ma, oh, ma, 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 ya, na. Ya na na ya ma 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 ay ma 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 ay na ya na o ma 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 ah o ma ma o ma 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 ma